Title: Pitching Rave Vocals with Live 12 Stock Packs Advanced. All right, let's get into some real drum and bass sampling energy. Pitching rave vocals using only Ableton Live 12 stock packs and stock devices. No third-party formant plugins, no fancy vocal tools, just you, live, and a vocal phrase that's about to become a lead instrument. Here's the mindset for this lesson. In D&B, a vocal hook isn't just a vocal on top. It's percussion, it's syncopation, it's tension and release. The best rave vocals feel like they're part of the drum programming, like they're glued to the snare, bouncing with the hats, and leaving space for the bass to do its thing. By the end, you'll have a little rave vocal system inside your project. A main pitched hook that sits with the bass, a chopped call and response layer that grooves like drums, a darker, more processed layer for drop impact, and a resampling workflow so you can commit fast, print variations, and arrange without getting stuck tweaking. Step 0. Set the session up like a proper test bed. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Make a 16-bar loop. Think 8 bars of intro or tease, then 8 bars of drop, and build a basic D&B skeleton first. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats doing something shuffled, and a bass pattern with actual holes in it. If the bass is constantly talking, your vocal has nowhere to land. You want the vocal to answer the drums and bass, not wrestle them. Now step 1. Grab a stock vocal phrase. Go into the browser, open packs, and dig for vocal clips in the core library or any installed Ableton packs that include spoken phrases, shouts, little hooks, anything like that. Drag one into an audio track. Quick selection coaching. Short phrases win. Stuff like come on, inside, selecta, listen, run it. You want clear consonants, because consonants are basically transients, and transients are what make a vocal cut through a fast break. Also, try to avoid anything with massive reverb already baked in. You can always add space later, but it's hard to remove room that's already printed into the file. Step 2. Decide your pitching workflow. And this is a big one, because different workflows lead to different musical results. First option, clip pitching. This is the fastest way to audition ideas. Click the clip, go into clip view, turn warp on. For vocals, start with Complex Pro if you want it to stay intelligible. Complex is a little rougher. Tones can do that robotic, synthy jungle shout thing, so don't ignore it if you want a more artificial vibe. Now start transposing. For rave lift, try +3, +5, +7 semitones. For darker menace, -3, -5, -7. And if you're in Complex Pro, use the formant control if you've got it visible in your version and layout. Here's the classic trick. Pitch up, but pull the formant slightly down. You get hype energy without the tiny chipmunk thing. Second option, simpler. This is where it gets properly D&B, because now the vocal becomes playable. You can right-click the audio clip and slice a new MIDI track, or just drop the sample into simpler manually. Use slice mode for rhythmic stabs, or classic mode if you want it more like a one-shot instrument. For slicing, transient mode usually works great for spoken phrases because it grabs the consonant hits. Then write MIDI like it's a lead line. You're no longer arranging a vocal. You're programming it like drums. Third option, resampling. This is the commitment machine. Make a new audio track called something like Vocal Resample. Set audio from to the vocal track, or use resampling and record a pass of your processed vocal. Now you've got printed audio you can warp again, pitch again, slice again, distort again. This is how you get that bend through the rack character fast. And it's also how you stop endlessly changing your mind. Next, get the vocal in key, but do it the practical D&B way. Add the stock tuner after the vocal. Find a spot in the phrase with a more sustained vowel, like an ah or o, and loop that tiny section. Then transpose until tuner shows something that lands near your track's key center. Teacher note, don't obsess over making every syllable perfectly tuned. A lot of rave vocals don't live on a single stable note. Think of it like a range that feels intentional. Here is a really useful check. Compare that vowel against your sub note. If it sounds like it's arguing with the sub, move the transpose one semitone and recheck. That one semitone adjustment is often the difference between random sample and locked in. Now tighten the warping so it hits with the drums. Set your clip start so 1.1.1 is actually the start of the phrase. Then warp so key moments land where D&B needs them, right before the snare for a lift, or on the offbeat to bounce with hats. And go easy on warp markers. Too many markers can smear consonants, and consonants are where all the clarity lives. If you want controlled ugliness, switch to texture mode for a moment. Try grain size around 20 to 40 milliseconds, and random around 5 to 15%. Subtle. The goal isn't broken. The goal is pirate radio history. Then resample it so it becomes a deliberate layer, not an unstable processing chain you're scared to touch. Now let's build a stock device chain that's reliable for DNB. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocals somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. In DNB, that low end belongs to kick and sub, period. Then listen for harshness in the 2.5 to 4.5K range and dip it a bit if the vocal is biting your ears. If it's dull, add a gentle shelf up around 8 to 12K. But be careful, that's also where your hat's live. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not smashing it, we're steadying it. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. If you want the vocal right in your face without random peaks, turn on soft clip. That's one of the easiest ways to make a vocal feel loud in DNB without it actually jumping out of the mix in a nasty way. Then time-based effects, delay and reverb. And here is the pro workflow. Put them on return tracks instead of directly on the vocal. That way you can automate throws for excitement, then pull them back for drop tightness. For delay, try eighth note or quarter note sync, feedback around 15 to 35%, and filter it. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9K. You want bounce, not fog bank. For reverb, keep it short in DNB. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds. High pass the verb around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 10K. Tight space, not big trance hall. Now, how do we get that pitched rave effect without external formant plugins? We cheat it with layering. Duplicate the vocal and make two layers. Vox body and vox air. On vox body, do your main pitch move, like plus 5 semitones, and low pass at around 6 to 8k so it's mostly tone and weight. Add saturation so it has chest. On vox air, pitch it higher, like plus 7 or plus 12, then high pass at around 3 to 5k so it's only the sheen. Add redux very lightly, like bit depth 10 to 12, just a touch. Keep this layer quiet. It's not supposed to sound like a second vocal. It's supposed to sound like the main vocal got larger than life. Extra coaching move. Preserve consonants during extreme pitching. If you pitch up hard, intelligibility can die, either because the consonants smear, or because they get painfully sharp. So do a consonant layer and a vowel layer. Consonants layer. High pass aggressively, often 2 to 5K, and keep pitch and warp more conservative so the T, K, S, and P sounds stay rhythmic. Vowel layer. Low pass around 5 to 9K and push the pitch harder. Blend them and suddenly you can go full rave without losing the words. Now arrange the vocal like a rhythmic instrument. We'll do three classic placements. Pre-drop tease, drop call and response, and jungle stutters. Pre-drop tease, bars 7 and 8. Automate energy. Automate a filter sweep with auto filter using LP24. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Sweep the cutoff from maybe 500 Hz up to 8 or even 12K right into the drop. At the same time, automate your delay send and reverb send up. But here's the key. When the drop hits, cut those sends back down so the groove snaps into focus. Drop call and response. Bars 9 to 16. Put the main phrase either on bar 9 beat 1 for a statement, or on beat 3 if you want a more negative space hook that pulls you into the snare. Then add reply chops on the off beats. Think end of 2, and of 4. Those little answers are what make it feel like the vocal is playing with the drums, not sitting on top. Jungle style stutters. In simpler slice mode, take one syllable and do 16th note repeats for a moment. Then add beat repeat for controlled chaos, but only for a bar at the end of a phrase. Try interval 1/8 or 1/16, grid 1/16, chance around 10 to 25%, variation low. Automate beat repeat on only for that one bar. That one bar glitch is pure rave DNA, and because it's brief, it feels intentional instead of messy. Now do the thing people forget. Sidechain the vocal to the snare. Yes, even vocals. In DNB, the snare is king. You can have a loud vocal and still keep the snare dominant if you duck the vocal slightly when the snare hits. Put a compressor on the vocal bus. Enable sidechain. Choose the snare track as input. Ratio somewhere between 2:1 and 4:1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Set threshold, so you're getting 1 to 3 dB of ducking on snare hits. The snare punches through, and the vocal feels like it's wrapped around the groove instead of covering it. Now resample and print variations for arrangement. This is where you level up fast. Make three printed versions. A clean hook, Your main, a dark hook, more distortion, less top end, maybe pitch down. An FX hook, long delay and reverb tails, exaggerated throws. Then arrange like a producer, use FX hook only in transitions. Layer dark hook quietly under the clean in the drop for size. And cut long tails right on the drop downbeat, so the drop hits like a door slam, not like a sponge. A couple of advanced coach notes to make this musical instead of technical. Treat pitch like energy automation, not a static setting. Intro, and tease can live around 0 to minus 3 semitones to feel underground. Pre-drop, step down to minus 5 or minus 7 for tension. On the drop, jump to plus 5, plus 7, or even plus 12 for instant lift. And don't just automate forever and hope it works. Print those versions. Commit, arrange. Use timing push and pull instead of warping everything to death. If the vocal feels stiff, don't add 10 warp markers. Use track delay for micro groove. Try the main hook at minus 10 milliseconds so it grabs the downbeat a hair early. Try reply chops at plus 8 milliseconds so they sit back a bit and feel funky. Those tiny moves can make it feel like a human performance inside a rigid 174 BPM grid. If you want an advanced variation, try a two-key call and answer. Make two pitched versions of the same phrase, one hitting your root, one hitting the fifth or the minor third. Alternate them every two bars. Suddenly the vocal behaves like a lead synth line, but it still has that sample attitude. And if you want a classic rave move, chordal vocal stab from a single shout. Load the vocal into simpler classic, one-shot style. Then write a short MIDI chord, like a dyad or a triad, super short note length. Send a little to a tight room reverb return. That's a rave choir stab vibe using a single shout. Let's close with common mistakes to avoid. If you pitch up without controlling brightness, your vocal becomes brittle and fights the hats and cymbals. If you overdo warp markers, consonants smear and the vocal loses impact. If you drown the drop in reverb, the snare sounds smaller and the mix loses punch. This audio version is shortened for playback.